I didn't hear anything until about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we were heavily drugged.
I told you I was out, girls last night.
I don't live that far from you, Kathy, and I think about 11 o'clock, I was just settling in. It woke me out of my sleep like 3 times just as I was trying to fall asleep. It was nasty. Oh.
Kathy strikes me as the type of, if she has a glass of wine, you could actually drive a freight train through her bedroom that would wake her up. And she'd wake up the next day and look at us like we're all crazy. It rained? It didn't rain. Not by me.
Who needs Ambien?
Right. Put you out like a light.
It's one of those, it's the first couple hours of sleep. Forget it. The house could be on fire.
Uh-huh.
I'd have no idea.
Right. Have you been having a lot of dreams lately?
No, but I had a weird one about you, and oddly enough, I had a weird one about that country guy, Ramblin' Ray. What is that?
I don't even want, this conversation could stop. I don't even want to know now.
It was weird. I just remembered it now that you're bringing it up.
I don't even want to know. Some dream issues that people are dealing with coming up after 6 o'clock that we're going to get to, okay?
Okay, that's always fun.
Whip, you're tracking down all the information on this thunderstorm warning. I know it just popped up. I'm catching you off guard on this.
Yo, I'm going to check. I don't see anything about a warning right now, but I do see that the thunderstorm's possibly going to go on for a decent portion of the day.
Yeah, continue to work their way through the area right now. Many of you are probably experiencing some of that heavy rain as we're talking right now.
The latest word on power outages, by the way, 56,000 people without power.
Wow.
At latest word.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
I went online, theweatherchannel.com, for 60601 downtown, and the only thing is, the only local alerts are flash flood warning, very high pollen level, and rip current.
Flood warning, though.
We'll have the warning for you coming up in just a second. Let's take a look at the news and get updated. Here is Whip.
Prosecutors began there. I'm Whip. More Eric and Kathy next on The Mix.
The concert event as big as summer.
Lollapalooza.
And The Mix has your 3-day passes. Experience Lollapalooza with a lineup that includes Coldplay, Eminem, and more. Listen to win at 7:20, 11:20, and 4:20. Details at WTMX.com. Everybody. From the...
Nothing puts a smile on Dad's face for Father's Day like a...
This is the way forward.
Eric and Kathy show, we have tracked down that thunderstorm warning information.
That's going to be for DeKalb and LaSalle counties, also Lee County, and this goes, it's a severe thunderstorm warning until 7 o'clock today.
And it looks like, based on the radar, the storms we had last night, they're much similar now, sliding south.
Yeah.
Just other ones rolling through that area.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
And by the way, actually, it's 7 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
So people know it's not all the way till 7 p.m.
Yeah, that would be a long day of storms.
It would, but a storm.
You never know.
You know what? I've also maintained that I didn't bring any breakfast in today. I'm getting jacked because Jimmy John's is bringing by subs today. You know, sub for a buck today at Jimmy John's.
So excited.
A buck between 11 and 3 today.
Yep. Stop by any Jimmy John's from 11 to 3. You get a sub for a buck. Awesome deal.
We're going to get a jump on the deal, though, because they're dropping them by this morning.
Yes. So excited.
Yeah. 12 minutes after 6. The Eric and Kathy list. It's coming up after Katy Perry on The Mix. That was a full Friday night for Katy Perry.
Ooh, I'll say.
Skinny dipping in the dark, ran off, had a menage a trois. Yeah, that's a full Friday.
I love to do it all again.
Yeah.
Whew. Woohoo.
That's exhausting. You need a week to recover from that. Skinny dipping and a menage a trois. You need a whole week just to get your energy back up for the next Friday night when you're doing it all over again.
Skinny dipping, to find
more willing participants.
And the skinny dipping may have led to the menage a trois.
I'm guessing probably, yeah.
You don't write hit songs about boring Friday nights.
No, you don't. Yeah. Except if you're Bruno Mars, when you're lazy, and that's just a general day-long laziness that he does.
I stand totally corrected.
Yeah. Or Rebecca Black.
Yeah. Or Rebecca Black, that's true.
True.
6:17 now on The Mix.
All right, it looks like the shower's going to be moving out. If you're in DeKalb or LaSalle counties, you've got that severe thunderstorm warning in effect till 7 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, we might get peaks of sun later today. 50s at the lake and mid-60s for the rest of us. It's 66 now at O'Hare.
Really is wedding season, isn't it? June, a big wedding month.
Yep, typically.
And you remember yesterday we had the wedding issue on Hey, I Was Wondering? The bachelor party. He's got a black eye.
Oh, right.
The wedding's this weekend.
About that?
That's right. Yeah.
So we were trying to solve those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the heels of that, more wedding dilemmas.
Uh-oh.
Not Friday night wedding, Saturday night this week. Hey, Eric and Kathy, I'm getting married this Saturday, and I woke up yesterday with a huge, massive, ugly, hellish cold sore on my lip.
Oh, no.
The bride's got a cold sore.
Ouch.
Bride's kicking it herpes style on the lips.
Oh, God.
And it's just days away.
Yup.
Oh, no, no, no.
It ought to be full crusty cold sore by tomorrow, right?
Gross. What a nightmare. And that's got to be stress related.
Totally, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Right. Or maybe something that got a little freaky at the bachelorette party. Who knows? Who knows? Anything's possible.
Regardless, that thing's not going away.
Yeah. Trying to solve it this morning on the Eric and Kathy list. We give you the topic. You fault the top three with your votes. 312-591-6800. Top three emergency cold sore remedies for the bride.
What can she use?
What do you do?